We're here with the West Holmes School Report for this week. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and I am visiting with the curriculum director for West Holmes Schools, Kiana Lepla. And welcome, Kiana.
Hi, thank you, Melissa. I'm excited to be here today.
We are excited to have you in your debut edition of the West Holmes School Report because you've just joined the administrative team there at West Holmes.
Yes, so this is my first year in this role. I previously worked at Wayndale Local Schools as well as Worcester City Schools. Background in elementary ed, but then also in a coaching position and dean of students. But the goal has always been to get back home and be here, so I'm very excited to be back in this role.
As you, we had mentioned off microphone that you are a West Holmes graduate, so it is making full circle now.
Yes, I'm a West Holmes grad, and it feels very, very good to be home. I've told everybody there is something truly special about this place and about West Holmes and the level of care that our teachers and our staff have for our students and this community and the way the community surrounds our students. It is very, very special, and I feel blessed that I got to go out and have other opportunities, but getting to come back home here is truly a dream and a goal for me and has been great. So,
and now you can bring those experiences back and start utilizing them here at West Holmes. And it sounds like you've got some exciting, fun things happening for the kiddos coming up.
Yeah, we have lots of great things. Part of my goal in moving into this role, that I had a few different things that I wanted to look at as I took over the curriculum director role. The one thing that we started with was looking at auditing the curriculum and our assessments and seeing, hey, what curriculum are we using? How are we assessing it? Do we have alignment K through 12 in our curriculum as well as our assessments? The district went through Ashland University and had Ashland University do an audit to kind of see how we were doing, which was great information for us to take back, really make sure that we're giving our students the equal and best opportunities we can with curriculum and with alignment. So we've been focused on meaningful professional development for our staff, giving them opportunities to grow and learn, as well as making sure that we have the best curriculum and assessments in place for our students is really what we're working towards and a goal of mine.
It's always good to have that outside view look in because you can miss things because it's just stuff you do all the time and every day. And you're like, oh, no. But then somebody outside can be like, I'm seeing this from out here. They're not a part of it. And it's good to have that outside look.
Yes, I'm really thankful for the other experiences and the other districts I've worked for. I've got the opportunity to see a lot of different curriculums. I've seen a lot of different systems they have in place. I've gotten to see a variety of assessments, even just through the MTSS system, which is a multi-tiered system in the approach we take to what services our students provided with. I've had the opportunity to see those systems in different districts, which has been a huge benefit in coming in and kind of helping support that process.
Yeah, taking that with the university coming in and looking at, you were set for success this year, and what you've got planned is really starting to show it.
Yeah, so we've been really excited with everything that's happening, as well as what's happened over the last couple years in our district. Before I came, they were really working on looking at what curriculum are we using, like I said, in the alignment. Over the last 2 years, they've implemented a new math curriculum, 6 through 12. We've implemented a new reading curriculum in K-2, and we're looking to possibly expand that even farther to create that alignment, as well as, I know you and I talked before that, you know, there's a lot of state guidelines and a lot of things we have to follow. And we're really proud to say that all of our teachers have completed a science of read and training, as well as our primary teachers have completed letters training, which is a very intensive science of reading training, which really gives them the background in structured literacy and meets those state guidelines. So we've had a lot of really great things happening over the last few years that we're really building upon, which I'm proud to say.
That's awesome to hear that all the teachers are ready to go to teach that curriculum.
Yeah.
And while we're on the subject of reading, you've got some fun stuff coming up for the kids that will help get them to enjoy reading a little bit.
Yeah, so we're really excited to announce that we are partnering with United Way this year for a Reading Under the Lights event in May. So May of this year, we're going to partner with United Way and we're going to have a district-wide event. Reading Under the Lights has been happening at a lot of districts and schools locally, and even Kilbuck Elementary here has been having a Reading Under the Lights event specifically for Kilbuck. But at this point, we hadn't had a district-wide event where we brought everybody together. And that was one of my initiatives when I came in, is that I wanted to create some district-wide events where we could bring everyone together, especially with coming into one new elementary next year, to kind of bring everybody cohesively together. So I've met with United Way. We've started that partnership to bring Reading Under the Lights. What Reading Under the Lights is, it's one night where we come together. There's free food, there's free books for students, there's read alouds by lots of different people. And it just brings an opportunity to bring everybody together to promote literacy, but also to help with the summer slide, because kids get to leave with those books to take home for the summer. And United Way is fantastic in helping get those books as well as the food. They really partner alongside us with that. So we are just really, really excited for that event, to bring that opportunity to all of our families to participate in the event, as well as our students benefiting from the books to take home for the summer.
And for some kids, they just don't think reading's fun, and you're giving them a way to say, like, look, we're having fun reading.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a fun event to make them a little more excited about reading, but also in the books they get to pick. So it's not books that are pre-selected for them. We're going to order a variety of different books. There'll be a book tent, and the kids get to go in and actually pick their free books. So they can pick books of interest. They're not just books that are given to them that maybe they won't have interest in.
Because every kid is different and has different likes, so it's good that you focus in on that, because that's the key to getting them to learn things, is find what they like.
Yep, absolutely. That's part of the struggle to begin with, is to get kids engaged and find their different likes and the things that they're interested in, and that really creates a spark for learning for them.
And it's good to get the whole district together on this and maybe have some of those older kids mentor the little kids with their reading too.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of opportunities being on one campus and one location moving forward, to have those opportunities for our students in our middle school and high school to mentor and provide learning opportunities with our students at the elementary. And we're really excited about the potential that could be there.
For sure, definitely. And that's going to be here before we know it.
Yes, it's coming quickly.
And do you have any other curriculum things that you wanted to share with us? There's always something going on.
Yes, I was going to say, the world of curriculum is forever changing. Guidelines and laws are always changing and all of those things. But really what we're going to stay true to in the district and what we're working on building is having a cohesive front, alignment between all buildings. We're really working on our DLT, which is our district leadership team, taking information back to the BLT, the building leadership team, and then to the PLCs, which would be your grade level or department teams. We're really working on putting that system in place so that we can create alignment for all of our students and just common academic conversations between all of our staff. So moving forward in curriculum, we're just going to stay true to making sure that we're creating that alignment and that front, and also making sure that we're providing meaningful professional development to our staff, as well as quality curriculum to our students, will always be our goal.
And that's a good goal to have.
Yep. Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for sharing these updates with us. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you guys for having me today. We really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to share with our community updates about curriculum, as well as what's going on at West Holmes Local Schools.
That was Kiana Lepla, the curriculum director for West Holmes Schools, in the West Holmes School Report for WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick.